Hello, listeners. This is Dr. Tony. I want to talk about a class I spoke to last year about three classes who want to become healthcare professionals. Okay, in this talk, here's kind of the summary of what we spoke about. We'll talk about the desk for medications, the difference between chiropractors and medical doctors, what's a meritocracy healthcare system, what to do now as students become interns, for example, to get themselves on the way to become a healthcare professional. Also, a work ethic required during school and afterwards to become professional and also be successful. Also, too, the need for healthcare professionals right now is a growing need. Also, philosophy of medicine versus chiropractic. Hanging out with older people as a way to realize if you have the characteristics of personality and passion to become a healthcare professional. And also positive mental attitude along with a wrap-up about 22 minutes. All right, so hope you enjoy the show today, and I'll see you after the wrap-up. So chiropractors, again, we're a drugless, non-surgical profession, but as you saw in the video, we treat the spine, we treat this. And the goal of this is how do we make sure the spine works properly? Who's ever had back pain before? Okay, when you have back pain, the number one reason, sitting for too long. What do you do all day long in high school?
Sit
too long. Okay, so I'm going to send you, if you want, I'm going to send you an exercise that helps stretch out your low back and mid back area so your body ends up here, not here all day. That was probably my worst back was going to chiropractic because I was driving from Upland to Whittier every day and then in school for about 8 hours a day and driving back home too. Okay, so a lot of it is how do you keep your body healthy? And that's my job as a chiropractor is first I find out what's going on with your spine, take the x-ray first, okay, analyze the x-ray with you so you see what's going on. Our job as educators as a doctor. Doctors are, that's our number one thing is educate our patients. Sometimes doctors being human, we forget about that. We rush from room to room to room, treat people, and some medical doctors just give drugs, whatever it is, too. Typically, our job as chiropractors, sit down with someone and say, okay, what's your lifestyle like? What caused this problem? How do we fix the problem in your spine? That's the issue based on your x-ray. And from there, how do you get to a healthier state on your own to keep yourself healthy? That's what we come down to. Okay, how do I give you exercise to do as a chiropractor? How do I work with you to see what works where you are right now? If you don't exercise at all, never exercise in your life, we'll take step one. We'll go from step one, two, three, four, understand how to walk, how to do a quick lift, how to do a push-up, whatever it might be. If you've done that before and you work out already, how do you modify your workout so you have better technique? Work on that portion also, or work on your endurance, or if you have a weak muscle, find out what's weak and get that fixed, especially if an injury, car accident, whatever it might be. Okay. Any questions so far? Number thing with chiropractic that I see in general population-wise versus medical doctors or DOs, people want to come in because they don't want to take drugs anymore, okay? How many people do you think die a day from taking medications nationally from Hawaii to Alaska to the United States? What do you think? Yes?
2,000.
That's a little bit high, but not far off, okay? That's probably every, well, there's less than that too. But people realize it's not 7, 8, 9, 10, it's not 100, it's about 400 a day of that medication from taking the correct way. Not because they overdosed or took street drugs, whatever it is, prescribed medications, okay, not including surgeries. Have you heard the story back in February, there was an actress, model, she was killed by a chiropractor. She had a stroke, okay? She had a stroke because the chiropractor didn't take x-rays, didn't do a proper exam, and when she didn't have good results the first time, he adjusted her again. Okay. What happens is,
you're good right there.
Chiropractors can cause a stroke. Risk-wise is 1 per 5.85 million people. Okay. That's statistically, when they did the research, how much can happen. Okay. How many people think die a year from back surgery? What do you think?
Ooh.
Nope. But that's low, but it's one more people think that too. Yes. Anybody else? More. A year. Nope. Keep going. Bid it up.
1,500.
Close. 1,800 a year. Okay. Per 1 million. So that's different, right? 1,800 per 1 million are killed from back surgery. Okay. That's very different than 1 in 5.85 million. Does that make sense math-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So realize what you're being told from medical doctors when someone says, you just go have back surgery, go take drugs for your back, that can actually kill you pretty easy. Do you know what a meritocracy is? Meritocracy.
Heard that before?
Okay. It's kind of a different word. I put it up here. Meritocracy. I'm a horrible speller, so I apologize. Is that C-Y?
C-Y.
C-Y. Okay.
That's based on your effort. Okay. That's if you want to call it a group or whatever it is, or society, where you are reimbursed, rewarded by your effort. And when healthcare becomes more of a meritocracy based on your health, you're rewarded by becoming less sick, taking less drugs. And as a parent, as a business owner, paying less for insurance. Right now, with things the way they are, with Obamacare and things like it or not, everyone's paying more of it. A business owner or individual parent or individual insurance plan. Okay, so you guys are lucky. How much do you guys pay for your own health insurance? None. And not till you're 18 when you're out of high school, right? And your parents kick you out, go get out of the house, you're done. But more to 26 now too. So you guys are lucky. You guys are covered. But this is your window to stay healthy, get healthy, chiropractic, whatever it is, so you maintain that health without taking medications all the time. That you may not need unless your health does get less because you have less meritocracy, but less effort to your own health. So stay healthy, that's the biggest thing. Okay. Let's show the other video too.
Icebreaker.
Yes, you icebreaker. Yes, yes, yeah, that's good. Let's do that one. Fun. Fun video.
Bless you.
Because schooling never ends. Where you guys are right now is the very tipping point of what you want to do. Okay, being a dentist or a nurse. I've had three interns in my office who thought they wanted to be a nurse or thought they wanted to become a medical assistant, and they are. They're going to nursing school now, or they're looking to go to nurse school in the very near future. Okay. One had no idea. She was in a class like this about probably 4 years ago, and she had no idea she would qualify for nursing school at APU. Had no idea she could financially do it, and had no idea that she wanted to do it. Now she's at her third year nursing school at APU because she had that drive. She saw what was ability to do and capability to do based on her character, based on her schooling, based on how she did her classes, and her volunteer work was huge. Her volunteer work was in my office, another clinic too. She had about 2 years of volunteer work, which helped her with the overall scholarships and grants she was able to get to a private school for nursing. Okay, so realize what you're doing now is very important in the sense where you have a small window to make yourself look good. Okay, not by your makeup or hairspray, whatever it is, but by your reputation, by your character, by your resume building. Okay, by how you look on paper first and how you interview, what you've done. So when someone calls your internships, if and when you do one, they go, hey, how'd they do? And they're going to go, actually, pretty good, or say, nah, not very good. So a lot of people have realize your character is who you think you are. Okay? Do you have good morals? Are you spiritual? Whatever it might be. Are you punctual? Okay? Those are your character. Reputation, what other people think of you. Okay? Your social reputation, whatever it might be. From your teachers, from other teachers too, from myself even, people around you. So those are important too because they're the people that they're going to give a phone call to when you apply for a job or an internship. They'll help you and they'll be that last step to get you that spot that you want to get to. Okay? Let's do the first video. Chiropractic school is about 3.5 years where you have to pass state boards too to get your doctorate. That's why with a doctor of osteopathy, doctor of medicine, or doctor of chiropractic, you have state boards to pass. So you actually can't get a license. You can graduate from school. You won't get a license until you pass the state boards. Okay? That's the schooling that's required and a lot of money. A lot of loans. I'll take my grade. Any other questions from that form you want to fill out before I move on? Yes?
What's your average
income when you start out can be about $50,000. You work for another doctor as an employee. And if you work hard, it can go anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000. Okay, so you can be, it's very lucrative, but you gotta work your tail off. Okay, you gotta work hard, you gotta do things that other doctors may not do. Some doctors may want to go play golf on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Some doctors will actually work harder and see more people, have second practice because they have a lot of kids support like myself. At that point, you're rewarded by your effort. Again, your meritocracy is not just school, not just your health. How much you do depends how much you're rewarded. Sometimes short-term, sometimes long-term. You have to work. And if you work hard now in school, that character trait carries over to harder classes. in harder classes and other things in your life too. Schooling gets harder, trust me. But when you go to a college, realize everyone here is going to graduate somewhat, right? In high school, most people graduate. If you just show up, you graduate, I think so. When you go to college, not everyone graduates. Actually, the first semester of college has the highest turnover rate where people just leave because it's too hard for them. Because they have to try in high school. So if you get A's and B's in high school now, realize you'll probably get B's and C's in college to start off with until you learn their system, take more classes on your own at a faster pace. Professors that think they're the world, so you have to know what they know. Realize you're at a different level, so it takes time to learn that process. So as you get through college, you may do better, you may even just pull C's and B's, but you'll put your best effort in. But if you don't have that effort ability now, it's gonna be harder in school. A lot of people in chiropractic school, for myself, you start with about 500 kids. When everyone gets in chiropractic school, they say like it's hard, whatever it is. As long as you have the classes, you're gonna get in, because it's a profit school. But after the first semester, we lost about probably 60, 70 kids. After, by the time we graduated, we lost about half our class. But out of our class that actually graduated from school, about 20% never got their license because couldn't pass the state boards. So you realize there's a process of passing through school, but also passing what you want to do afterwards too. In the medical profession, can you come out of high school and start working right away in the medical profession? Why not? You can, again, based on what we're talking about at the board meeting, but you have to start entry level. Okay? A lot of people don't know, because you graduate from high school, you have certain abilities that you work at a hospital or a hospital setting, you don't need a license yet. And get your reputation and also have some income also, and build up your reputation and your character that way too. Okay, as you go to school. Okay? Realize with medical professions, most people that want to become a nurse or a nurse practitioner or a medical doctor or possibly a chiropractor, whatever it is those are higher level areas where they're hard to get to. But if you can start to flow, or you work yourself in the system, that will give yourself time. Okay, there's no rush to become a doctor or a nurse. It's at your own pace at that point. Realize you have to work hard at it. Okay. You know, but a lot of it is chiropractic school requires all the sciences. You know, any medical school is gonna require the sciences. Without those, you're gonna be doing remedial stuff afterwards and going like that. Taking in high school. I'm wasting my time hanging out with my friends.
Definitely anatomy.
Huge anatomy. All the anatomies too. All those also. Those are always good. Okay. Anything that seems hard to take, you need those classes. You can take them now in high school. At that point, get them out of the way. You're going to save yourself a year. Because realize colleges, if you take biology, it's a full year of biology. Biology 101 and 102 and 103 and 405, whatever it is too. So realize if you get some of that stuff out of the way now, you're saving yourself a whole year taking that science class. Okay. Who wants to take AP classes? Or who's taking AP classes right now? Cool. When you take an AP class, when you pass that test, that saves you sometimes a full year, at least a semester of school. When you're in college, you want to get out as soon as you can. It gets boring after a while, like high school. Who's a senior right now? Okay, who wants to get out of high school? Me, too, right? Yeah. You're done with this. Like, what's next for me? Same thing with a lot of people who are in college right now. They take sometimes 5-6 years to get out of college because it's hard to get classes. Realize you're going to be probably one of those people too. If you get some classes out right now, you're not spending your whole lifetime, it seems like, in college. Or graduate school after that too. Based on people having to pay more out of pocket for their health care now and only grow because people don't take care of their health, so they're going to pay me to get them healthy because they don't want to be on drugs because it costs them too much. Realize 5 years ago, all your drugs were paid for, your medical doctor bills were paid for. Now, people are told, hey, look, we're going to make you pay a higher deductible, higher out-of-pocket expense. People go, whoa, 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 I don't want to pay that money. What do I have to do? So realize the consumer, you guys in your future, when you become hopefully adults sometime, pay for your own stuff. They go, well, I want to pay that much. So what do I have to do? Okay, so 24% is going to be that range. As a private practice, I don't work in a hospital. I don't work in a facility or a clinic or urgent care. I work my own business. So with that going on, I don't have to run the whole thing myself, but we have expenses. We have to pay electricity bill. We have to pay rent at our place too. We have to pay for staff also. I have an office management there for about 25 years. She runs the whole place. Okay, I have a front desk staff. She runs everything that comes through the door. She takes all the phone calls too. I run the back office part. We have our own website. We have our own social media stuff. Do we have Instabook? We have what other ones are called, whatever those are. Okay. We have all that stuff to actually get in the field and run a business or work with people one-on-one, okay, as a doctor. BCC students are the ones that actually go out there and practice and work hard to build up a routine, build up a practice, build up an actual patient load, whatever it might be, and work hard. So they'll dig, they'll put the effort in after school to learn what to do in a business setting. They're the first ones to go do an internship, first ones to go ask and go out and volunteer and not get paid on their breaks because they want to learn how to run a practice before they have to run a practice. If you want to be able to, whatever step you want to do next after high school, do it now. Dip your feet in the water a little bit. Okay, realize, where can I go? What am I going to do afterwards? Say it's only 9 months away, right, when you guys graduate? Is that right, about? Kind
of? Four. Okay. Four.
For some people, it's shorter. But realize, if unless you have a plan now for a year from now, you're going to be behind. Once you graduate and look for a job or volunteer or go to school, realize people are already taking their spot. The spot you want is gone. The earlier you plan, the faster you're going to find a position to actually go test the water there. Not my thing. I'm going to go over here, over here, over here. You have more options. The later you wait, the more your options become less and less and less. When I was going, living in Upland, I was going to chiropractic school 6 days a week. I did have a break. Every break I had, I took my alumni list from my chiropractic school to who's in Upland, who's in Rancho, who's in Claremont, who's in Montclair, what chiropractors are there. And I called out, say, can I come and volunteer for you? How can I help you out? I want to be to their benefit, okay? By the time I graduated, I was working in an office, working for $10 an hour. When I had a license, I had a full salary ready to go and commission too. But some people actually didn't even worry about getting a job until they graduated. They had to wait 6 months to a year to actually start working. I don't know what you live on when you're not working, but you have to be able to find something before you need that job or volunteer, whatever it might be. So whatever you can do now to find a spot, you can go, just go and volunteer and help someone. You want to get into dentistry, what dental office can you work for and just help them out and volunteer? And even with the school too, they have a great internship program. If you qualify, get school credit for being off campus, wouldn't it be awesome? While you're working in an office. Realize doctors, medical doctors and chiropractors, you have different philosophies, different than you think. It's like Republicans, Democrats. You're not getting into politics, but our philosophy, the way we think, is a lot different. So we're gonna have that little bit of barrier what we want actually, how we want to treat patients. That'll cause conflicts. But I work with nurses, medical doctors, neurosurgeons, osteopaths, spine surgeons too, even physical therapists and massage therapists, because we're the same sense of, okay, we have your philosophy, I have my philosophy, let's work to get this person better overall. The biggest thing you could find out if you have an internship available to you is go hang out with old people. Okay, hang with old people for like an hour.
It doesn't mean me.
No, I mean like older people that have a cane or a walker or tell stories or with older family members. And see how much patience you have with them. If you don't have any patients at all, you go, this is not for me. There's a lot of old people out there that need medical care. Okay, they're a baby boomer generation. They're the fast growing ones that need medical care that might be permanent in a nursing home or in outpatient care to in and out.
That's an excellent suggestion. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, it's something to where if you can't handle hanging out with old people for an hour that they tell your stories whenever they want to tell you, you gotta go, okay, then this is not for me. Think about it. Have a good personality. Okay, do you guys know what PMA is?
Heard this before? It's been around for a long, long time. Huge. I don't know. After lunch, I don't know what you guys said, but
what do you think? What does PMA stand for?
Patience.
No, but you think you're on the right track, though. Doing with patience. You need a positive mental attitude. Okay, you need PMA. You need that in your head all the time. Walk in the office, sometimes I go, ugh, life isn't good all the time. Walk there, I'm like, hey, Sally, how you doing? You have to change that. You have to change your practice. It's not about when you're in there with a patient, it's not about you, it's about them. Okay, when you're a patient, you're about to serving them, not about your problems, it's about their problems. They're there to talk to you, right? You're not paying them to be at your office. They're paying you to be there. Realize you have to make it about them. Okay, realize as a medical doctor, chiropractor, osteopath, dentist, whatever you're going to be, has to be about them. That's how you gain their respect. You have the reputation in the long run, and it builds your character. Realize it takes time and effort. You sit down with an old person and go, they're telling me about World War III, World War II, or I don't know what it was, Korean War, whatever it is. You're thinking about like, I want to tell my story. It's not how it works. Let them tell their story. Okay, that's how you build trust with people. That's why I see a lot of people, because I have a lot of trust with the people. A lot of it is you have to make it about them. You have to be able to serve people more above what you want, but what they want. Whenever we go to an urgent care hospital, someone's being very belligerent, very like, I want this, 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 this. And the staff are going, yes, we'll give that to you. And they're very calm about it too. Have to have the personality go, versus some people go like, you know what, get out of here. Get out of my hospital. You have that personality where you have to be calm all the time. Again, realizing that person has a bad day, there's a lot of pain, they've had some other issue going on in their family. That's more important than that, than your little trivial problems all the time. One person, she didn't pass out, she fell asleep. She had just had a baby, and she was exhausted. Her baby was just a terror. Never slept. And she fell asleep on the ride home. The husband called me, I let her go, hey, Mike, I can't wake my wife up. I go, why not? What's wrong? And then when he didn't say that, I'm like, oh, great, caused a stroke, she's dead, I'm losing my license. But, and he goes, well, she still won't wake up. Well, is she breathing? Yes. Did she respond when you try to wake her up? Yes. And she says, leave me, let me sleep. I'm like, and let her sleep? She's exhausted. I think I worry about their back pain or their neck pain. I think that's my number one priority. But that does seem right, right? Okay. I don't worry about that as much as what's that affecting their life. If they have back pain, they have three kids at home and two twins that are less than a month old, can't lift their own kids, and that's more important to them than their back pain. If a gentleman works 9-to-5 job every day, he can't go to work because of his back pain, that's more important to him than his back pain. So realize, sometimes as a doctor, my job is to find out what's the underlying emotional connection to their back pain, not just their pain or their problem, what's going on in their office, what's going on. Okay? Just their nose, too. You pull it back and out to adjust the ear. A lot of kids have ear infections. You can do that to release that pressure in the ear, get that thing to move, to get the flesh out of there. Crazy, crazy stuff you can learn. Any joint in the body, you know what a joint is in the body? What is it? It's bone to bone, right? Connected by ligaments that have natural, that actually move together. Okay, what controls that motion? Ligaments, it's stability, but muscles move that area. So our job is, once you loosen those bones up, because they've been stuck for a while, make the muscle around there stronger so it can cause normal motion on its own. Okay, we're all, 99.9% of us are born with normal joints, normal spine, normal bodies, normal organs, everything. Problem is, we put our body under stress after, say, even 6 months, 9 months, to where you are now, and cause problems, more long-term, more chronic problems, not injuries. Our job is to find out what they are, correct this area of the spine, then from there, get you to maintain it on your own, to understand how to stay healthy, you're better talking to keeping yourself healthy.
I hope during the show you understood that as a chiropractor, we do a lot of understanding who the patient is first and their lifestyle to get themselves overall healthy, okay? And also to talking to students, getting to understand, as a student, now is the best time to get involved in an internship. I spoke in part of the talk today, as where when I was going through school, my first semester, out of the 10 semesters to go through chiropractic school, I started visiting chiropractors locally. I was working in an office by my fifth or sixth term. By the time I graduated, I already had a job lined up. A lot of people don't understand is, find the next step before you need to be there. So being successful in chiropractic or anything in general, if you can get your foot in the door first, internships, even when they're free especially, at that point, get the experience and get people who work there to know who you are first, so when they do hire you, understand your reputation, your character, your ability to actually be successful and competent, all right? So I hope this talk kind of gives you an idea of how I think as a chiropractor and healthcare in general, how to approach kids and interns. I have about two interns every semester in my office working. Again, I pay some of them, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, based on their work ethic and how much I need them here. But overall, they learn, and you can see my videos on this too. It's called, there's one called Turning Pro. A couple of interns have done testimonials for me, understanding that they've come in and learned, wow, how do I do this? Wow, I've learned how to do this. Wow, my attitude has changed, realize now I can do this. Become more confident, more competent too. So now they become nurses, understand how to be passionate with their patients, all right? So hope you enjoyed this video and other ones too. There's other talks that we do out there. We'll see you next episode. Have a great day. And lastly, guys and girls, thank you for all the comments and feedback on our Crooked Spine Facebook, on our YouTube channel, and also on our website too. We appreciate all the comments. Helps me understand what you guys want to listen to and how I can improve my podcast. Again, it's very, very rough. I'm just getting things started, so I apologize. I'm doing this for a long, long time, so I love your feedback, especially your pros out there that really look at my stuff, even on Instagram, to DM me, hey, do this equipment. So I appreciate that. And again, thank you for all the feedback. Again, we'll see you next episode.